I think what he's saying is you, I'm talking about, they reproach you. Oh, you listen to Paul? Oh, don't listen to Paul. It's a slap in their face. Paul was their, like a father to them in the faith. And then they would suffer, you know, a man to smite you in the face in the spirit of reproach. I'm not talking about physical hits. Because our weapons of our warfare, and we do fight. They're spiritual weapons. And we do fight. We cast down, right? We cast down imaginations and the high things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. We will fight. Wherein soever any is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. And in a sense, he's speaking foolishly about fighting back. You know, again, fight fire with fire. They're bold to talk about themselves, I'm bold to talk about me. Yeah, me, apostle of God. Here it comes. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors, more abundant. In stripes, above measure. In prisons, more frequent. In deaths, oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day have I been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils amongst false brethren. In weariness, in painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, beside those things that are without, that cometh upon me daily the care of all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is offended, and I burn not? If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern my infirmities. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I lie not. In Damascus, the governor under Aretas, the king, kept the city of Damascus with a garrison, desirous to apprehend me. And through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped his hand. You know, and sometimes I just ran away because that's what Jesus did too. He got in situations and he just disappeared. You know, he legged it. You know, he got out of there. Nothing wrong with that either. You know, you don't always have to sit there and let them hammer you. Sometimes you just, that's what he says. If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things that concern my weaknesses. That's infirmities. I am weak, you know. I'm not lying. Damascus, they had a garrison to catch me, and I got out of there. I didn't say, turn me over to them. I ran. He ran. He followed that all up with a bit of a humble thing. I've been stoned, but I've also run away. Okay, and running's often. And Jesus did the same thing. He escaped out of their hand. He passed through the midst of them. I don't think I need to go over detail of that last part. I think the reading of it was kind of enough. You know, people brag about, I'm an Israelite. Beware of those who say they are Jews and are not. And I'm not talking about people who live in Israel. I'm not talking about the people who Hitler was trying to do in. I'm talking about blue-eyed blonde boys from Ireland and Deutschland who say, we are the lost tribes of Israel. Ho, 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 ho. We know who we are. Yeah, beware of those Because you know what they are? They are the synagogue of Satan. I'm telling you. These people who are not, they're not descended from Jesus' people. They're not Jews. Don't tell me the Jews are not Jews. Please. You have your father the devil. Well, hey, there are people who are of their father the devil and blue-eyed devils. Believe me, there's plenty of blue-eyed devils running around. Not to make blue-eyed people. My dear brother's a blue-eyed man, and he's no devil. But some people think it's a big deal to be descended from Israel, whether they be from it really or not. In Paul's time, it was Christians who were, you know, it's a bit like the Jews for Jesus, you know. I mean, I'm all for them and I love them, but, you know, I don't, to me, to them it's special, and I don't want to take that away from them, but to me it doesn't give them some greater importance in Christ. There's neither Jew nor Greek in Christ. And I don't want to, you know, you feel like, you know, there's so much blindness in Israel and among the true Jews. You feel like there's so much blindness that, like, when you see one convert to Christ, you're like, yes. And you don't want to, you feel like, I don't want to disturb that at all. You know, because they see it as a fulfillment of their Hebrewness. And, you know, I have enough faith in Christ to know that he will lead those whom he is leading to himself in his own good way. And like I said, the primary thing to me is righteousness. If they want to observe their feasts and so on and so forth and see it as an extension of their Jewishness, I don't have any problem with that at all. You know, and I think they generally understand that for a Gentile to observe those things would be unnecessary. That's why I don't observe their holidays and stuff. And they don't have to, but if they want to, that's absolutely okay, because I don't judge, I don't despise people or judge them based on whether they follow that or not. But don't judge me for not doing it, because I have liberty in Christ not to. So, you know, Paul, he had all the credentials in the world. Who could compare themselves to him among these super apostles? You know, as Jesus said of John the Baptist, you know, what do you want to see, a man in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft raiment.